Saxophonist and clarinetist Ned Rothenberg has always been a musical cosmopolitan. Early on, he studied jazz with George Coleman and shakuhachi flute in Japan. Later, Rothenberg put together his North African-influenced double band and toured in duos with the Tuvan throat singer Sanko Namchalak and the shakuhachi virtuoso Katsuya Yokoyama and English saxophone improviser Evan Parker. But jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Rothenberg's new album sends him back to his roots.
Ned Rothenberg on clarinet. As he tells it, recording was underway for the new album by his long-running trio Sync, plus two strings, when he began to think this might be the quote-unquote Jewish record producer John Zorn had been requesting for years. As a secular Jew and musical globalist, Rothenberg had resisted the idea. But this time, prompting himself with a Mideastern scale or Sephardic syncopation or two, he heard the music filtered through his own bedrock culture. So he called his record Inner Diaspora, marking a personal journey that began with one culture and moved out into many. Ned Rothenberg's core trio reflects multiple diasporas and dispersed populations. He goes way back with African-American guitarist and bass guitarist Jerome Harris, who often plays with drummer Jack DeJohnette and has toured with Sonny Rollins. Calcutta-born, New York-based tabla virtuoso and dumbek player Samir Chatterjee has played with musicians from Ravi Shankar to Ravi Coltrane. The trio's members all step outside their home traditions in a convincing way. Ned Rothenberg on the Japanese shakuhachi. The added strings on these sessions are violinist Mark Feldman and cellist Eric Friedlander. They play together in a few bands, including Zorn's Masada String Trio, and have a chamber duo's seamless blend. Bowed strings can make any music more soulful and poignant, but Rothenberg often puts strings at the service of the overlapping rhythm patterns he loves above all, the irresistible dance of wheels upon wheels that propels music around the world. Ned Rothenberg's expanded resources let him keep those hoops a-spinning, But the strings do bring forth a lyrical side of his personality, sometimes crowded out by other interests. Maybe that's another aspect of his inner diaspora. He reaches down deep for that heartfelt stuff, then takes it out on the globe for a spin.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com.